Current state on 90.5 WKAR. The city of Jackson has a new mayor. Jason Smith has been sworn into office. He replaced Martin Griffin, whom he defeated in the November election. Jason Smith joins us by phone from his office today to talk about the challenges facing the city of Jackson. Welcome to Current State, Jason Smith.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by talking about your decision to run for mayor. Martin Griffin had been elected mayor 7 times. He also has 4 years of experience as a state legislator. Now, MLive columnist Brad Flory reports that Griffin never had failed to carry the city of Jackson in 12 total elections, but you beat him 46-34%. Why did you think he needed to be replaced?
Well, I mean, I've known Mayor Griffin for a long time, and I respect him a great deal. Unfortunately, it got to a point where philosophically we didn't really see eye to eye on a few things, so I wanted to give the city a choice and a new direction, and it was heard loud and clear.
And why did you think you were right for the job?
Well, coming from owning my own company and things of that nature, really you learn a lot about leadership. And one of the things that our company really strived for was to work locally and work as a team and sort of have an open door policy where, you know, while we do film production and while it's really the director's vision, we sort of expanded on that. And if anybody had an idea, whether they were an actor or someone who was running cable for us, could come to us and say, hey, why don't we shoot it like this, or why don't we look at it this way? And we really wanted to, me personally, wanted to take that focus to local government, because these are the decisions that impact people every day.
More collaborative, then. You wanted a more collaborative approach.
Exactly.
You reportedly only raised $802 for the campaign. You focused on this open door policy, as you said. You're a young guy. You're 31 years old. How did you parlay all that into a victory?
It was really just knocking on doors. And the one thing that we heard a lot while I was out walking neighborhoods and knocking on doors was people were looking for another option as far as the mayor's office went. And they didn't know who I was, and so it was very important for me personally to meet them face to face when someone was knocking on the door. And a lot of what I heard was that they were really impressed that I had done my homework and I knew what I was talking about, and it wasn't just, you know, some kid who ran on a whim and didn't know what he was doing. And I really think that impressed them, and they were confident in the choice that they were making.
So all this time that you were running your video production company, you followed city politics. You kept an eye on what was going on in the city.
Absolutely, yeah. I've followed quite closely for some time now, and really, even when Karen Dunnigan served as mayor, I was keeping an eye on things. And so while being in film production, I'm more on the creative side than anything. It afforded me a lot of time to be able to pay attention and get in depth and attend council meetings and things like that to really know what was going on.
Brad Flory's post-election analysis points to possible factors in your victory that include a proposal on the ballot in Jackson to decriminalize marijuana. He speculates that voters in favor of decriminalization might already have been inclined to want some change. Do you think that was a big factor?
Well, I think so. The pro-decriminalization citizens were really, really strong in their movement and getting word out and getting support out. And I was the only candidate who supported the effort and really wanted to follow through on what they were trying to accomplish. And now that it's done, their proposal, you know, passed overwhelmingly, not quite a larger margin than my race, but I really think that we worked hand in hand in helping each other out.
What's next now that decriminalization measure was approved?
Well, we've obviously there's been reports in the news that our public safety folks and our police chief Matt Hines has worked on hammering out some of the gray areas, you know, what constitutes private property and things like that, and so we're just kind of getting more of a focused approach on what constitutes private property, what things can and cannot be done, and how we are. how it's going to be enforced. And now that we're sort of getting that all ironed out, we can sort of get it in place. It's already on the books. The ordinance has been passed and adopted. So we are we're interested to see how it plays out.
You've reportedly said that you're going to go over the Jackson City budget dime by dime. Are you far into that process, and what have you found so far?
I am. I'm moving along, you know, quite nicely. Looking for, you know, things that really our auditors have caught and things like that. You know, looking for possible redundancies or areas where we can make small reductions, you know, little by little, to sort of build up that bankroll, if you will, that comes with the cost of the leaf pickup. And the municipal finance is very, very complicated. It's markedly different than like a household budget, for example. We can't just take from one fund and put it in the other. There's very specific purposes, you know, either through state law or the federal government or whomever is providing us the money, as to what we can spend that money on. So we have a very small pool, if you will, in the grand scheme of things, to sort of work with and sort of massage to get that leaf pickup brought back into the city.
Are you in the red in Jackson, or are you in the black? Where do you stand as far as the city budget?
We are in the black. We actually have a fund balance that we... a lot of people use the term rainy day fund, which really isn't the case. A lot of our bond interest is tied to our general fund balance surplus that we have. So we've been trying to build that up. I think now we're into the 18% range. So we're in good shape that way. There are some issues, long-term debt address, things that need to be addressed, you know, unfunded pensions, the same issues that everyone else is having across the country. Now you're starting to see it more and more. Baltimore and some of the other places are having some issues with their unfunded pension liabilities and their long-term bond debt and things like that. So just we're starting to address those concerns and find ways that we can reduce our exposure, if you will.
Boy, you're actually in the black, though. That seems like a pretty small club you're in down there. You mentioned leaf pickup and the issue that has been. You've looked for ways to pay for leaf pickup. A leaf drop-off program was established in October at the same time the council passed a new ordinance saying residents cannot sweep leaves into city streets or they face a $100 fine. How did that play out during this fall?
Really, I didn't see too much of it when I was out campaigning. I think the leaf pickup, given the truncated timetable that the previous council had to work with, from August to October, November, getting the leaves picked up, they really did, you know, the absolute best that they could do given that shortened timetable. And I really, not while we're on the subject of leaf pickup, and he's probably in class right now, but Michael Funkhauser, who's a Jackson High student, came up with a wonderful program to sort of help the community a little bit. And Jackson High students volunteered their Saturday to go and rake leaves and in people's yards in exchange for a donation of canned goods or cash for their food drive that they do every year. So that was a really wonderful program that we had as well. And the leaf pickup program worked pretty well. There were some long lines at first, but I think we worked some of the kinks out of that, and it's starting to run a little bit smoother now.
What are your ideas for handling Jackson's stormwater? I know the Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that the city's stormwater utility is illegal, and the city decided not to appeal.
Right. The Bolt decision that came down a few years back was very, very specific on what constitutes being able to charge a fee versus it being classified as a tax. So instead of, you know, filing the appeal, we just sort of went back to the drawing board, if you will, and we're looking for ways to fund that. And it may end up, you know, as a last resort type of thing. If we can't find the money in the budget to do it, we may have to put a tax on the ballot, which we've heard through, you know, people coming to the office and phone calls and letters and things that people would be in favor of. Obviously, putting a new tax out there is the last resort. You never want to tax people, but at this point it may be something that if we can't find it in the budget, that we can't get around.
New Jackson Mayor Jason Smith. Jason was just sworn in last night, I'm told. So today's his first full day on the job. Jason, good luck. Thanks for joining us here on Current State.